Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh. What's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I pray that you have had a glorious day in the Lord, that God has been with you and God is with you and God is in you. So that God in you, that you have recognized the God in you, that you leaned in on the God in you and relied upon the wisdom of God that is in you. Glory to God. We just give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Welcome to Word for Today. Today is March 5th, 2024. And we just are overjoyed that you have chosen us to listen to today. I thank you that you have taken the time to listen to this podcast. And excuse me, as we go into the word for today is loving you. God in you. God in you for you. God is in you for you. You know, we've been looking at a whole lot of scriptures, so you need to go back and listen to the podcast and hear, listen to Kingdom Living Is, and Kingdom Living Is faith, hope, love, faith of God, hope in Jesus, love all. And hear what that is talking about and hear what that is. But I want to focus in on that loving you, the God in you, the God in you for you. Looking at the scriptures that we have been looking at about love and the greatest commandment, the commandment that Jesus said that all of the law and the prophets hang on these two laws. And we looked at them in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Matthew and Mark, they say pretty much the same thing, that the second part in that you must love your friend or your neighbor in the same way you love yourself. And that's Matthew. And then in Mark, it says, And second is this, you must love your neighbor in the same way you love yourself. And I said friend at first because in Matthew, if you haven't been listening, then Matthew in the Hebrew, it really, the word there is used to denote friend as well as neighbor. So you know, we can say this, that, and the second is this, that you must love your neighbor and your friend in the same way you love yourself. So Matthew and Mark are pretty much the same. But Luke ventures out and he says, and you must love your neighbor and your friend as well as you love yourself, as well as you love yourself. I like that because how many of us think about how well we love ourselves? I don't think we do that very often. And I don't think that society or the church allows us to, without calling it selfishness, but it's not selfishness to take care of yourself or to love yourself well. And if we don't learn how to love ourselves well, we're not going to love others well. So we have to begin to allow the Lord, the God in us, that's for us, to help us learn how to love ourselves. I think that the church does us a disservice as when we come in and we receive Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, and then they begin to, you know, you get sent to classes, you know, I'm talking about myself and how I grew up. You get sent to classes to find out, you know, what it means to be saved. And then the next thing you know, you're doing this and you're doing that and you're doing the other. And you get to be doing so many things in what they call the service of the Lord that you really haven't taken time to allow God to deal with you, to help you grow in yourself. You know, we don't allow people time to begin to deal with the things that have happened to them, the things in them that has caused them to be the person that they are, you know, that caused them to do things or to say things or to be a certain way that is not helpful to their ministry, not necessarily to the ministry of the church, but to their ministry. We have to give people time to learn from God how to love. And so, first of all, we have to learn how to love us. And we have to deal with all the things that, depending on how old we are when we come to the Lord, and depending on how old we are when we come to the Lord depends on how much baggage we have. You know, when we come to the Lord as a kid, there's generally, hopefully, there's not a lot of baggage. But as we get older, there's more stuff, underlying stuff that isn't seen, that isn't out in the open, that nobody knows, that, you know, some people might know, but others have no clue of what has gone on in us. And we have to allow the God who created every single thing to minister to us, to help us learn how to love ourselves. The God in you, for you. You see, God comes into us, and Jesus talks about us having a personal relationship with him, a personal relationship. He died for you. He died for me personally, not collectively. Even though he died for all of us collectively, he died for each one of us personally. And so God wants to help us become the best person that God created us to be. And the only way that can happen is God teaching us how to care for us. We have to take time to hear what God has to say about me. Terry, you know that you could have a sharp tongue. So I want to work with you on that. And there's been many times that God said, nope, you ain't going to say that one. And I have to listen and not say it. And there are times that God, you know, that you have to be able to hear from God. That's why it's so important that we take the time to learn how to hear from God. And we have to learn how to understand the love of God for us. And, you know, what's coming to my mind right now is the woman with the issue of blood that pushed her way out and to Jesus to touch the hem or to touch the balls. If you know anything about rabbi's clothing, look it up and find out. Anyway, the hem of his garment, just the very fringes of his garment. She said, if I can just touch the very fringes of his garment, I will be healed. She had no doubt. She was convinced that God's love for her, that if she could reach the example of the love of God for her, that she would be healed. She reached out and touched the fringes of his garment, and immediately she felt the blood dry up. She felt she was healed. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And if you've ever been in a crowd of people, you know where there's thousands of people pushing against each other. You can't tell who is what or who, you know, you couldn't say who touched you because everybody's touching everybody. You know, they're leaning up against each other. You know, they're that close. And so his disciples, what are you talking about? Who touched you? He said, no, power has went out from me. Who touched me? He knew that this woman had touched him in a way that nobody in that crowd had. Nobody else had touched him in this way with that kind of understanding of the love. That when she touched the fringes of his garments, that love poured out from him and healed her body. It was that love that caused him to say, who touched me? I want to know. I want to talk to that person. And so when she realized that, you know, that he knew, and she said, it was me, it was the love of Jesus that looked onto her and said, your faith. The fact that you knew that God loved you that much and you drew on that love to receive your healing. That's what we have to be. That's what we have to get to understand that it's the faith in the love. It's the love that healed her and her faith in that love. Her faith in the love that Jesus represented when she touched the fringes, that she was healed. We have to understand that God's love is most powerful. And we have to understand that God's love is available to us to heal everything in us. Therefore, we have to take the time to allow the love of God to begin to heal us. So as God's love begins to heal us, begins to flow through us, begins to help us understand that we're forgiven. There was nothing that we've done. There's nothing that we've said. There's nothing that we thought about doing. Nothing in our lives that can keep us from God's forgiveness. And when we can receive the forgiveness of God and receive the love of God in our lives and begin to allow it to work out all of the isms in our lives. And that takes time because we have to do it one by one. You know, because we can take trying to get rid of all of them at once. Some people can. Some people can deal with that and be able to allow God to wash over them and the God in them to wash over them and free them from everything. But for most of us, it depends on what's going on in our lives that we have to take one thing at a time and say, okay, God, okay, let's deal with this one first. Let's deal with this. Okay. I believe you love me, and I believe you love me enough that I realized that abuse was, you know, molestation was not my fault. I realized that it was the enemy trying to destroy me, like he destroyed the person that was that molested me. And so, God, I thank you that you are pouring your love over that hurt, that you're pouring your love over the things that are blocking me. And I'm asking you to help me to open up and be honest and be able to talk to the person that you put in my life. And this was before my wife came. So that when that person comes in my life, God, that I can talk to them about it. I can explain to them how this happened and where I've come from. So that I can push past this. God's that's what God in you, for you. First of all, God in you, for you. Allow that love to work in you. The love that is being shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit is for you. Let it do its work. Allow God to go into those deep, dark crevices in our hearts and in our souls to help us to flush out the things that stop us, the things that hinder us, the things that make us hesitate, so that we can flow fully in the things of God. Lord, we know you love us. We believe the love, and we thank you for your love. And we ask that you help us to allow you to love us. And as we allow you to love us, that we receive the healing from the love. We receive it, God. We receive your healing right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you are healing us. We thank you that you are blocking the hurt. And we thank you that you're helping us to get to walk past it, to resolve it. And then we'll be able to forgive. And once we can forgive, we're free. Hallelujah. We're free. Glory to God. We're free. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are willing to do that for us. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for it. In Jesus' name. I love you. And Jesus loves you so much more. Have a wonderful, glorious day in the Lord. And I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time, and may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.